5003 Masonic Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302.
The views expressed on this program are solely of those who choose to participate in this open format.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Watch out, watch out, look out, look out. Watch out, watch out, look out, look out.
Oh, yeah, there's something about you.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for tuning in to On Point Talk, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9 a.m. Spend the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network on KAYT 88.1.
everybody, and good Tuesday morning. I'm Carlette Christmas, and we welcome you once again to On Point Talk. Yes, we are the official OPT network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Doesn't matter where you are in the country, where you are in the state, or where you are in the world, we welcome you this morning to the official OPT network. And I tell you what, it is raining and dismal and dreary outside. So if you have just gotten your morning started, make sure that you have enough time to get there and get there safely, because it is wet, raining off and on this morning. Please make sure that you're watching out for our school kids this morning. A lot of parents are in cars with kids at bus stops. A lot of buses rolling around very slowly, very carefully this morning. And we want you to be mindful, because this is the kind of weather where things happen. So give yourself enough time and make sure that you watch out for our kids, slow down through those school zones, and make sure you get there safely this morning. Well, I tell you, everybody, I guess, had nightmares about the LSU game last night. I guess everybody's waking up this morning hoping that it was a mere dream. But you know what? It wasn't. It seemed like a nightmare. I don't know what happened to LSU last night, but, you know, we sat and watched it like millions of others. And it was just, D.C., it was just a tough night for the Tigers. What do you think happened?
Man, they just didn't
show up. Are you still trying to figure it out?
Yeah, they didn't show up.
No,
they just didn't show up for the game.
They didn't show up, but you know what? They had a great season, and hats off to the Tide. You know, they came in and handled business, and, you know, it was a tough one for Tiger fans, but you know what? We live to fight another season, and, you know, so many people are talking about what happened, and I think it's just like what you said, DC. They just really... they really didn't show up. They looked, one of the commentators said, they looked lifeless, and they just couldn't get it going. But I tell you one thing, I know a lot of people are waking up this morning feeling just a twinge of, Lord, what happened to the Tigers? But, you know, it's all good. It was great for the city of New Orleans, brought in millions and millions of dollars and lots of fans from both Alabama as well as around the state and probably across the country as well. So, you know what? You win some, you lose some. And it's always tough to beat the same team twice. So that was a tough one. But I tell you what, switching gears this morning, you know, our mission every single day that we're on the air is to really try to empower people, but most especially women, to live better, bigger, stronger, and greater lives. And this morning is going to be no different. You know what? This is the year that the Girl Scouts are touting the Year of the Girl. Girl Scouts are celebrating 100 years. Can you believe it? 100 years, founded in 1912, probably with just a handful of girls, maybe 17, 18 girls. Well, you know what? We are so proud to really celebrate and encompass what Girl Scouts are doing and what they have been doing for over 100 years. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a couple of phenomenal women who support Girl Scouts and who have really dedicated a lot of their lives to helping make young girls' lives better. And you know, when we talk about empowering women, we absolutely cannot have that conversation without first talking about empowering young girls, because that's where it starts. And you know, the conversation that we were having before we came on the air was, over 50 million women throughout this country have been Girl Scouts at some point in their lifetime. And that speaks volumes to the service and the humanitarian efforts of Girl Scouts. And so this is a conversation that we want every mom, every parent to lock into, because Girl Scouts are doing so many amazing things, not only in our state, but around the country. And if your daughter is not involved in Girl Scouts, it is truly, truly something that you need to consider. And we need to get involved, figure out what we can do to become a part of this great, great mission. And so after we come back from break, we're going to talk about that and about the celebration. And it's going to be happening actually right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Girls will descend or from all across the state right here in Alexandria to celebrate 100 years of scouting. We're going to break here, but when we come back, we'll introduce you to those ladies and talk more about Girl Scouts and 100 years of service right after this. Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Mayor of the City of Alexandria, Jock Roy.
As we talk about the job losses in the city, Mayor Roy, I want you to talk about how you, when you say that you guys were able, having to go and calm the community, how do you calm people's fears, especially losing a job at such a time as that?
Well, it's probably a difficult task for, actually, to be really just blunt about it. You can't, as a person, tell someone who just lost their job at Christmas,
right,
I have the solution for you, or just hold on, everything's gonna be okay. But we do it. Everyone does it. We know how we calm people when we lose a loved one. We know that we tell people these things, and we know at that moment they're not really fully hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
But Carla, the truth is, it is true. It will get better.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, market president for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there for you in and around Avoyelles Parish, and you can phone them at 318-346-6695. If you're just joining our show this morning, we're talking about this year being the year of girls and Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts of Louisiana Pines to the Gulf, a chartered council with Girl Scouts of the USA, supports nearly 12,000 girls in partnership with more than 5,000 volunteers through council-sponsored girl programs, activities, local resources, and support, as well as adult learning opportunities. Girl Scouts is the nation's leading organization dedicated to helping not just one, not just two, not three, but all girls to fulfill their potential and gain valuable skills to ensure their future success. What an amazing, amazing mission that is. And here to talk about that this morning and the celebration of the 100-year anniversary of Girl Scouts is Erin Turner, who is the Communications and PR Director of Girl Scouts, and Frida Berry, who is the Membership Specialist. And they cover literally the whole state, it seems like. Ladies, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I mean, I get fired up just thinking about the magnitude of what Girl Scouts is doing, but what they have done for a century. Talk about how amazing it is that Girl Scouts, Erin, is celebrating 100 years.
It is amazing. We're so excited. And this year, we're definitely celebrating it. Over 50 million American women have been in Girl Scouts at one point in time.
And I was one of them.
Me too. Kindergarten through high school. So I definitely learned a lot. I made a lot of friends. And
you were kindergarten through high
school? Oh, yes.
You go, girl.
Really, probably before that, because my mom was the leader, and she pretty much dragged me to all my older sister's things. Even if I didn't want to, I was forced to. But then, I mean, of course, I ended up loving it. But yeah, it's definitely exciting that we've made it to 100 years.
Absolutely. Started in 1912, Frida, with just literally not even 20 girls. And we stand here today with how many thousands of girls throughout the country being Girl Scouts.
And that's so true. We just, you know, we welcome every girl anywhere that, you know, wants to be a part of Girl Scouts. Girls anywhere and everywhere are never turned down to join Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
From kindergarten through 12th grade, and then after that as a volunteer, as a parent, as a helper. Thousands of girls all over Louisiana and all over the world, matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just awesome to celebrate that 100 years in Girl Scouting.
So what does the movement look like now? Because as we were preparing for this show, and I was sharing with my son, you know, remembering way back in the day when I was a Girl Scout, is there still a push for girls to get girls involved in Girl Scouts? Because it used to be that's really all we had was Girl Scouts. Are we seeing a large number of girls in our state, in these parishes come out, Frida, and be a part of Girl Scouts?
We do see a lot of girls that want to come out. There's never probably a day that doesn't go by that I don't have a parent or a volunteer, someone call me from the area that says, I want to join Girl Scouts. Mm-hmm. How can I get my daughter signed up? You know, who do I need to talk to? Where can she become a Girl Scout at? Because, and then we have parents who will call, they'll be 4 years old and want to sign up, and you have to say, give me one more year, one more year. I can't sign you up right now. So we never want to turn down any girl anywhere. And there are close to 300 girls here in Alexandria alone.
Wow.
With the potential of even more, and always looking for those volunteers who want to give of their time to be a part of it, to make it successful, because that's what really helps us. Because without those wonderful volunteers, you know, Girl Scouts couldn't exist.
Mm-hmm. More than 5,000 volunteers, I guess, throughout, is that the country?
That's the council.
The count.
Through the 42 parishes.
Through the 42 parishes. Mm-hmm. 5,000 people. Wow. And so,
that can be episodic volunteering or throughout the year, where they're acting as a troop leader, that kind of thing. But yeah.
Absolutely.
Step up for it.
And so with you having so many years as a Girl Scout, as a young woman, what has it meant for you, Erin, to be a part of Girl Scouts at this level?
Oh, I'm so excited to be back involved with Girl Scouts that, I can't even speak. I'm about to burst from it, but I really am. I tried really hard to get back in and get involved. And, of course, when I was in college, it was a little difficult because I was so involved with other things. But now that I'm finished and I'm getting able to start to meet the girls again and things like that, it's very exciting. So,
and we were talking about before the show, we were talking about the skills that girls learn in Girl Scouts, and some of those very same skills that we all sit here and have because of Girl Scouts, the ability to communicate, the ability, you know, we were talking about Girl Scout cookies, because that's what Girl Scouts are really known for more than anything, probably are the cookies. But it's so much, the cookies are just an avenue, but it's so much bigger than that.
Oh, absolutely. And we do have the five outcomes that we push for the girls to learn. It's part of the financial literacy program. And each level has badges and patches that they can earn to work towards their financial literacy and become more financially literate. And those outcomes are money management, goal setting, decision making, business ethics, and people skills. And that's all stuff they learn just from asking someone, do you want to buy a box of Girl Scout cookies?
And so now, for people who are listening to this show, if you thought it was just about fundraising, it is about so much more than that. It's about goal setting, we just heard. It's about people skills. It's about money management. It's about so much more than just selling cookies. And so hopefully this Girl Scout cookie selling season, people will approach it differently when they see the Girl Scouts out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it takes a lot of courage for that little girl to ask you that. So
it does. And they get badges of honor for selling the most cookies.
Right. Absolutely. They definitely have incentives that they can work for when it comes to the cookie sales. And then, of course, they can use the funds that they get from the cookie sale to do whatever their troop decides, whether it's take a field trip or, you know, donate it to some charity. And they also collect boxes of cookies. It's Cookies for Caring, where they send the boxes of cookies overseas to the troops that are stationed there and things like that. So
that's great.
It's a great thing all around for them.
Absolutely. And so as we embark in February on 100 years of Girl Scouting, What can we expect that will look like right here in Alexandria?
Well, we're definitely encouraging the girls to try and reach 100 hours of community service throughout the year. So hopefully we'll see them around the community. You'll see them around the community doing different things, helping people out. And especially around this area, maybe Frida could talk more about what girls are specifically doing in Alexandria area.
Well, some of the things that a lot of the girls here do, they do visit our nursing homes. They talk to, they go to people's homes and do some like yard work and cleanup and stuff. They visit hospitals and they do the food drive, which is a big thing. The girls get so excited about collecting canned foods.
For the food bank?
For the food bank.
Very good.
They're always so excited. When is food bank going to start? Can we start collecting?
Well, tell them that it's never too late
it's never too early
to start collecting for the food bank because they are always looking for that support. And, you know, Frida, we were talking about your daughter being a Girl Scout as well. We really thought that this show was so important because as we try to empower women, y'all, it starts with our little girls. It starts with building self-esteem. It starts with those little girls being able to go out there and interact with strangers with the help of those volunteers and those troop leaders and really start to communicate with people. And that we all agreed, because we were all Girl Scouts in the room, we all agreed that that built something in us that we didn't even really know until we sit here and reflect upon that moment and how essential those little tools were even then.
Right. And that's so true. You know, like you said, with my daughter, this is her 10th year in Girl Scouting.
Wow.
She started as a kindergartner, and I had no clue about Girl Scouting, where to start, what to do, and the things
that
I learned.
How did she get involved, Frida?
We are from a very rural community in Marthaville, Louisiana. And
Marthaville, Louisiana.
Marthaville.
All right. And so, that's on the other side of Natchitoches.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
And they, somebody heard about Girl Scouting and had never heard of it in the area. And somehow I ended up being the volunteer.
Somehow that
and,
just happened.
You know, it's one of those things that when your daughter is so excited about it that you can't say no.
I love that.
And so I became a volunteer, and she loves it. She gives up almost everything now in any
other activity to be Girl Scout. That
she
is wonderful.
She will never let go of Girl Scouting. So it's whatever she can do to make that happen.
Wow.
And I've never met her, but I've heard from so many other adult volunteers that they just want their daughter to be just like Allison. And they want her to grow up. I mean, she's such a good role model for all those younger ones, and she's so involved with everything.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that what we want, Frida, for all of our young girls that will ultimately be young women? We want them to have those attributes of leadership skills and really be role models for the little ones, for the ones, the kindergarten girls who are coming through Girl Scouts. And, you know, when you said Marthaville, that resonated with me so deeply, because there's someone listening to the show, because we broadcast throughout the state, that is in a little rural town that feels like we can't get Girl Scouts here. And it's very possible, very possible, that you can call up one of these ladies and you can get a troop started in your area. We're going to step aside here and take a break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about Girl Scout cookies. They've got a new one out, and we're going to tell you when that starts and how you can help empower our young girls after this.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
When it comes to choosing a bank, it pays to pick the one that's nearby. That's why Capital One Bank has over 150 branches in Louisiana, conveniently located right where you want them. Visit your local branch or go to CapitalOneBank.com today to find the Capital One location nearest to you. Capital One Bank, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carletta Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries. Well, they deserve serious considerations. And if you've been in a car accident and you're not really sure what your legal rights are, here's what we want you to do. Phone for a free consultation at 318-253-0900. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about 100 years of Girl Scouts, and this being the year of the girl. Girl Scouts is going to be celebrating 100 years right here in Alexandria in February, and we're joined by Erin Turner and Frieda Berry, who are members, really, of the Girl Scout family. Erin is the Communications and Public Relations Director, and Frieda Berry is a membership specialist. And totaling, they total about 52 parishes throughout our state. And we were talking about how important it is for the community to get involved, how important it is for you and young girls to get involved, and really what a great opportunity it is for mother and daughter to connect and get involved and do something great together. And the time that we all wait for is Girl Scout cookie time, Erin, and we're going to be approaching that shortly. Talk about that.
Yes, we are about to come into cookie time. Pre-sales start January.
Hang on one second. Let me get Erin's mic up, DC. We're coming into Girl Scout cookie time, and I tell you what, everybody is excited, and DC got just quite giddy when we were talking about those cookies. And so the date that is going to kick off is?
Yes, we start pre-sales January 20th, which is where the girls are taking orders for the cookies. They're not actually in yet, but they're going to their friends and family and getting the orders placed. And then direct sales actually start March 3rd. That's when the cookies will be here, and you'll see the girls around town at their booth selling the cookies then. So,
and you guys have something new.
We do. We are celebrating our 100 years. So in honor of that, we have a new cookie called the Savannah Smiles. And it's actually lemon flavored with the powdered sugar topping on it. So it's
and my mouth is starting to get a little watery just from that cookie, because I hear it's really, really lemony.
That's what I've heard. I actually haven't tasted it. Frieda has, but they didn't have any more by the time I got to the sample plates.
And so how do you know how many cookies we sell, you know, overall? Because that was a lot of Girl Scout cookies. Because DC was saying, you know, when those girls come around, he orders about 15 boxes just at a time. People buy a lot of those cookies.
It's a lot. We just got the new Cookie Locator app last year where you can actually put the app on your smartphone to find out where the cookies
are.
Yes. And
there's an app for it now?
Yes. So we had 100,000 downloads of that app.
What?
Yeah. So if you think 100,000 people bought 3 boxes of cookies each, that's 300,000 boxes just right there from that app. So I have no idea how many boxes they sell, but it's a lot.
Wow. So Frieda, are your girls excited about Girl Scout cookie selling time?
Oh, the girls are so excited. And when it comes to selling cookies, you know, they kind of sell themselves. But, you know, sometimes it just takes that one little girl who's willing to speak out and say, well, would you like to buy some cookies? And you just can't resist that beautiful smile because they're so excited about, here, let me tell you what my favorite cookie is. And maybe you'll like this one. If you've never tried them, you just got to try one because there's bound to be a cookie that you're going to like.
Exactly. And you know what I love? I love those little go-getters, those little girls that are just out there that they want to win.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not just about, because I was one of those little girls. I wanted to win. I wanted to get that badge.
Yeah.
You know, so you got some little hustlers out there, some little go-getters.
You know, some of our girls, and I look at a lot of the numbers with handling this area, that we have girls that sell anywhere from 50 boxes of cookies to 1,000 boxes of cookies.
Wow.
So my daughter's, you know, usually one of those that's right there at the top with 1,000 boxes. And every year she loves to say, I sold 1,000 boxes. And do you know how awesome that is?
Wow. Where does she go to sell 1,000 boxes?
Well, you got to consider, you know, you sell your direct sales when you take those pre-orders and you bring them to those homes. But then you go out and you set up at these stores that allow us a location to sell. So those are part of their sales as well. You know, somebody has to have credit for those sales in their troop.
Absolutely. That is amazing. And so for all of those people who are deceased, that's resonating, 1,000 boxes. For all of those people who are saying, you know what, Girl Scouts sounds really great. How can we connect? How can people connect with Girl Scouts in our area?
Well, they can definitely call the office, which over here the number is...
The number here in Alexandria is 318-484-4475. And if I'm not in the office answering the phone, if you'll leave a message, I will definitely give you a call back and talk to you.
Absolutely. And Aaron, for you, because you're covering all the way from Shreveport down to...
the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay. So, Aaron, give your information and give people the website, because the website is way cool.
Yes, absolutely. You can certainly visit the website and join that way. It's www.girlscoutspines2gulf.org. And our you can reach us at our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-960-2093, and that's for the whole council too. So
absolutely,
call that number.
And so before we've got to let you guys go, what do you think is the most important thing that people are listening need to know about Girl Scouts and Girl Scouting?
Well, I definitely think that it builds leaders. I mean, you just learn so many essential skills that you can take into every aspect of your life. And that's, in fact, our mission is Girl Scouts builds girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And that is 100% true. So
absolutely. And for Frida, for you, what is it?
For me, I think it's seeing the excitement in the girls,
mm-hmm.
seeing the joy that they want to go on, you know, and grow to be leaders of tomorrow, to be those new Girl Scouts, to start their own troop. Because I have girls ask me that all the time. Well, when I turn 18, can I be a volunteer? Can I start my troop?
Uh-huh.
So it's giving back to their community.
I love it. And y'all, the Girl Scout promise is, on my honor, I will try to serve God and my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law. Well, I tell you one thing, it doesn't get any better than that. And I know there are people that have really been touched by this message, because we see Girl Scouts, but oftentimes we don't really get a chance, unless you've been a Girl Scout, to go into the inner workings mm-hmm. and understand what character and what leadership skills are built in Girl Scouts and the whole scouting community. And that's amazing. And we want to thank you, Frida, for doing all that you do in volunteerism. And Aaron, we want to thank you as well for covering such a wide and vast array of our state and working so hard to promote leadership and to promote self-esteem in our girls that will be our next, will be women and will be leaders of our community and really our world. Thank you so much. And thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about right after this.
Stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying safe and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. What am I gonna say? This way, I just and it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. Like a child now, 'cause every time you hold me in your arms, I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. 'Cause you make me smile, baby. Just take your time now, holding.
inside.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's, located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator, at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with the heart. The heart of Louisiana. Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season with a great credit card from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. With rates as low as 7.9% APR, no transfer fees, no cash advance fees, and the rate of a cash advance is the same as regular purchases. It's easier than ever to beat that holiday stress. Less hassle. One more way Heart of Louisiana Credit Union proves they're the credit union with a heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
One in five children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another OPT playback. Actress Tasha Smith.
How do you have that divine encounter that changes your life? How does that happen?
Our philosophy is that our wealth and our success is not in money, but it's in vision and it's in our dreams.
Hello, I'm Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer for the City of Alexandria, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network for Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jacques Roy, Mayor of the City of Alexandria, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Florida's Formal Wear. They're located at 2385 South MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria. And you know, it is all about Mardi Gras season. It is that time of the year. And so if you want to be totally on point and you really want to look fresh and great, Florida's formal wear is where you need to stop first. The number to phone is 318-487-9499. Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in specialty medical equipment, and they also have prosthesis there. So if you've had breast cancer and you're looking for bras and you're looking for prosthesis and things that will help you after breast surgery, you gotta phone Aggressive Health Solutions. When I tell you, they are incredible. The number is 318-445-4733. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus a whole lot more by phoning 318-767-2220. And of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Carroll Furniture, they've got more than 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse. And guess what? It's just about that time, tax time. So if you're going to use that tax money to get a new look, Carroll Furniture is where you want to start. They're at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria. Or you can phone 318-448-8090. We want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. She listens, she cares, and she is on point. You can phone Rosa and her team, 318-487-1881. And of course, Rahide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rahide, well, they remove your doubts. And their number is 318-445-4582. Now, if you're just joining the show, we're switching gears this morning. And for anybody who listens to the OPT Network, you already know that we are what we call apolitical. So that means that we try not to be political at all.
No politics.
No politics. But this morning, we're doing something a little bit differently. And what we're doing is, you know, in the wake of the resignation of the council seat in District 3, we got a phone call from the new council member. And we said, you know, our mission is about bringing people together. And we know that that resignation created a divide. And we know that a community divided, it can't stand, it won't stand. And so the Alexandria City Council has a new face in the wake of the December 2nd resignation of Jonathan Goins. Mr. Jerry W. Jones, Jr. was appointed to the District 3 Council seat, and he will serve the remaining term as it will expire next December. And so we wanted to have Jerry on because he called, first of all, and asked, and he's all about bringing people together. And so we wanted to give him an opportunity to talk about that and to talk about the meet and greet that he's going to be having on January the 13th. And so we welcome Councilman Jerry W. Jones, Jr. to the OPT Network for the very first time. Councilman, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
So happy to have you. And you know, like I said, we're not political, but we are about bringing people together. And we're about the community and what that means and making our community stronger. And I know one of the things that you're wanting to do is bring people together. Talk about that.
Well, I would definitely agree with you on that. I think that what we have to do in order to bring the community together, it's really decided upon what I do within the next coming months. I look to try to make sure that we can all sit down and have meaningful dialogue. We can discuss issues, and we can all sit down and stand up and walk away together knowing that everyone was heard. And our ideals are not just thrown away, but they're looked at and they're considered, and we try to find ways of making sure that things are worked out for the progression of the district. I represent District 3.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I represent District 3, that means a lot to me. I lived in this district all my life. I've played throughout the streets as a little kid. I've gone to all of the schools in the district. Practically from Jones Street Junior High, you know, they call it Arthur F. Smith now, but
right.
It'll always be Jones Street Junior High to me. The Rattlers to Peabody, Magnet High School, the War Horses, 2001 graduate of that area. So a lot of the things that constituents are calling me about, and they're saying that I don't like when people call them complaints. They're not complaints. They're concerns. And as citizens, as folks who pay taxes, they have a right to call their representative and voice their opinions. And I just want to make sure that folks are comfortable calling me, which is why I left my cell phone number readily available, because I don't want to be the councilman that goes and hide up inside of a house. That's why I've never stopped, you know, going about my, you know, my way. I want people to be able to stop me in the grocery stores like they do now and say, look, young man, I got some questions for you. I got some issues that I'd like for you to resolve. And I sit down and I talk to them and I listen to them. And if I know that there's something that I can do right away, I address it. If I know that it's something I have to work towards, I try to put that on my agenda to make sure I work towards it. And I said this that the night of the appointment. We're never going to get completely what everyone wants. You know, even back when, before I was alive, there wasn't a Martin Luther King only, there was a Malcolm X. You know, even when folks were, I'm a Christian, even with me being a Christian, there's still Buddha, there's still other religions. So no one person is ever going to make everyone happy. But it's just up to us to try to come together, to sit down and try to have meaningful dialogue. We are a city that other cities outside our area call us a city of missed opportunities. Numerous times we've been discussed in Baton Rouge, Monroe area, with colleagues and friends of mine that say, you know, we've missed out, y'all missed out on this break, you missed out on this break. Other areas outside of our city see the opportunities that are here. And we know that they're here. We understand as a community that we're here. And sometimes we get in these back and forths that I believe that if we sit down and try to work together, we can address them and be able to accomplish a lot of things. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to help move this city in the right direction. And it's not just political tantrums or political statements that just make you feel good about it. It's something that I'm wanting the community to give me the opportunity to continue to try to work towards. And we all can come and sit down at the table together and try to figure out how we can move this city forward and how it could identify with all of us in some way, some shape, or form.
Absolutely. And so on January 13th, you were calling for the residents of District 3 to come out. And what are you hoping for? What kind of outcome are you hoping for on January 13th?
January 13th, I'm looking for it's a meet and greet. It's just to talk, just to, you know, network and get to talking with one another. It's nothing that's going to be heavily political at all. It's just me introducing me and my new fiance.
Congratulations. Oh, you kind of forgot that. Left that part out, huh?
I forgot to express that to you earlier. On Christmas Day, I proposed to my girlfriend of 3 years.
Well, congratulations.
She's still in college. She graduates in May, and she's excited about moving here. She's not an Alexandria native. She's from Orange County, California, Anaheim Hills, California. She's excited. I won't tell you that she wasn't a little nervous at first, you know, about the council position and things like that. But she is excited. She's bought into this whole idea. She comes to to this community quite regular now, and she sees the potential herself. So she's very excited about it, and she's going to be coming to the event on Friday the 13th along with me. And I'm going to have some family and friends that will be out to support as well. So we're just going to have a fish fry, good old fish fry.
I think you said the magic word. Everybody in District 3 is going to be there. You're going to be frying fish?
It's going to be a good old-fashioned fish fry. And you know you can't have fish without having potato salad.
No doubt.
We're going to get the grease to pop in and get some fish out there, some potato salad and some hush puppies. And we're just going to have a good old sit down, you know, nothing real tight collared. I just want us to be relaxed. I think it's a great location.
And tell us where the location is.
Christian Love Baptist Church is Life Center that they just built. It's a wonderful facility. I look through there. Pastor Turner and his congregation are doing an outstanding job in the community. They've opened their doors to the community.
Why did you decide to have it there, Councilman?
Well, a lot of times when you look at where events are being held at in the community, they're always being held in the Broadway or down in the city convention hall. I wanted to do something that was inside the community, that was in the heart of the community. And that's a beautiful facility. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've spent a lot of money on making something that anybody that lives in that community can be proud of. And I think that it's time that we embrace what's in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace it, especially the positive things. Embrace those things. And then that way we have a sense of pride that we can get back to.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start going about our business of attacking different issues that we think that we can solve.
Mm-hmm.
Only when we get at the table, we'll no longer be on the menu.
Wow, that's good.
And that's what I want to do. If I can leave that mentality for the next 10 months that I serve in this seat, as long as I can get people in my age range to start being participants of the community and start having folks within the community know that if they're at the table, they can't be on the menu,
mm-hmm.
but then I think that I've done the best job that I can do.
Well, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like people engaging and maybe changing their minds, and we talk about that every single day, that knowledge is power. The more knowledge that you have, the more powerful you are. And so this is why we wanted to have this conversation. Councilman Jerry W. Jones, Jr. is going to be having a meet and greet. That's going to be January the 13th, which is this Friday, at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Hudson Street, right there in the heart of District 3. And we wish you the best of luck. May God shine his face upon you and bless you to bring new ideas and to bring the community together. Because together we stand. And divided, no doubt, we will fall. So best of luck to you. We want to thank you for spending this part of the morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We're going to get a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Love will survive somehow, somewhere. One love feeds the fire. One heart bears the sky. One love is crying out. Two hearts born to love. Who will be the love of one? One love is crying out. So many stormy nights. So many wrongs. Lovers rage, that's another page. The fighting is worth the love they say. One love feeds the fire. One heart bears the sigh. One love is crying out.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do, do it right. We're Brian Kubro and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-free living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Florida's Women's Apparel is a full-service formal wear salon with more than 30 years of experience in fashion. Florida's is the difference. Known for her commitment to personalized service that focuses on your individual personality, preference, and style. Florida's has the most unique dresses from the top fashion designers and the best selections in formal wear. Florida's, everything you need to make your special moment spectacular. Florida's located at 2371 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-487-9499. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go?
Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. South of the Border Landscaping is a total lawn care service. Whether you're commercial or residential, we have the staff to accommodate you. South of the Border uses state-of-the-art technology to create excellence in lawn care. South of the Border is always prompt and professional. For more information, contact Robert Lewis, owner-operator at 318-308-5060. South of the Border, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, and good morning. I am Joshua Joy Darren, and guess what? I listen to On Point Talk with Carlet Christmas. You need to do the same thing. Check it out.
Hello, I'm Candy Kristoff, Program Coordinator for Reentry Solutions and Kristoff Counseling and Associate. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlet Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. I was just tickled because I don't think anybody says my name like Pastor Dara, Carlet Christmas. You can't help but smile about that. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by Tonja's Professional Tax Service in Bunkie. Hey, y'all, it's almost that time of year. If you're in Bunkie, of Oils Parish and surrounding areas, we want you to visit Tonja's Professional Tax Service at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. And for more information, here's the number, 318-346-6788. I'm sorry, 346-6788. Also, Axion Texas, Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. And their number is 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Tobacco-free living. Let's be totally clear. We are so glad that Alexandria is leading the pack with clean air for all. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. And for more information, you can go to their Facebook page by typing in LACVT or their website at www.lacvt.com. And those screenings, those all so important screenings that we talk about, You can still get those screenings done at a really nominal fee. All you've got to do is phone 318-442-0106. We're going to have Dr. Jones come in real soon. We're going to revisit that because they are so important. And if you're just joining the show, we were talking about the meet and greet that the new councilman, Councilman Jerry W. Jones Jr., is going to be having in District 3. A lot of people are calling already saying, you know what, you didn't give the time. My apologies for that. It's going to be January 13th, which is this Friday at 4 o'clock. And that's going to be at the Christian Love Baptist Center, Baptist Church on Hudson Street. It is free. It is open to the public. It is a meet and greet. And I have asked Jerry, I said, who's going to fry all that catfish? Well, they have got committees to fry that fish. And I said, Jerry, that potato salad has got to be good. He said, well, anybody who knows Benita Gaston, she's going to be making some potato salad, and my grandmothers are going to be making potato salad. So not only is it going to be a great opportunity for the folks of District 3 to come out and engage and express your concerns to Councilman Jones at that point, it is also going to be a time for food and fellowship. And here is his cell phone number. He wanted to make sure that you all have his direct cell phone number. It is 318-419-2331. Again, it's 318-419-2331. And you know what, DC, we're just happy that we could do that, as we have said many, many times and will continue to say.
Yes, absolutely.
We don't ever want to tell people how they should think in terms of their politics.
Absolutely.
Because I think that is for each individual to figure that out and decide what they want to do. But as we did get that call, as with every decision, of course, our producer makes that decision, but we really had some deep fellowship about it and prayer, and we believe that there is only one way to bring people together, and that's just to bring people together.
That's it.
And we know that if a house divided can't stand, certainly a community divided can't and won't stand, and I think that he had an incredible point. We need to come to the table and stop. How we say it? If you're never at the table, it's because you're on the menu. I'm going to write that one down. So we want to be there, and we want to be a part of making decisions for our community and making that better. And we believe every single morning we wake up and we try to encourage our community. We try our state, and we try to encourage you. And the only way that we can do that is with the exchange of ideas and information. And I said it, I'll keep saying it, the more information that we have, the more powerful we are, because we know that knowledge is power. And you know, this year we really wanted to celebrate our Girl Scouts, as we talked about earlier, 100 years of Girl Scouting. What a phenomenal honor that is. And for all of those who are listening, who are trying to, moms, you're trying to figure out how to engage your girls, how to get them started in an organization that is meaningful, that supports the community, well, start with Girl Scouts. You can go to their website. You can call the ladies that we had on the show. And it is the difference maker. It is an opportunity for moms and daughters to come together and really, really engage in helping our girls to have more self-esteem, more confidence, and helping them to go out and be better young women. And you know what? It can't start unless we start with our girls. And so that's why we thought that it was so important to talk about Girl Scouting and all that means to our community. You know, as always, this year we're talking about the year of resolutions, about getting better, about improving things maybe that we hadn't done in previous years, and really sticking with those things. And this week we're going to talk about Thursday, to be exact. We're going to talk about willpower, and we've got an author that is coming on the show that has written a book about willpower. And we know that unless we really understand that and get that under control, all of those things that we have resolved to do year in, year out, week in, week out, they just can't get done. And so there is obviously a science behind that, and we aim to find out about it and to help you to get better in your resolve for making 2012 the best year ever. And we certainly are expecting that this year is going to be better than any other year, and we're confessing that, and we hope that you are as well, because that's really what it's about. It's empowering ourselves and empowering each other and empowering our community, because when one, the word says one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight. So that's why it's so important that we all come together in whatever it is that we're doing, whether it's our community, whether it's our family. And we say it all the time, be the change that you want to see. And the only way to be the change is to go out and to get involved. Get involved in what is going on in your community so that you can make an informed decision. And so if you are part of or live in District 3, that is going to be Friday, January 13th, meet and greet with your new city councilman, Councilman Jerry Jones. That's going to be at Christian Love Baptist Center, Baptist Church on Hudson Street. I don't know why I want to keep saying Baptist Center, but Christian Love Baptist Church. And it's going to happen at 4 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. And again, his number, Councilman Jones's number, is 318-419-2331. We want to thank you guys so much for spending always the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you so much, and God loves you even more than that. So love yourself today. Stay dry, stay true to yourself, and you know what? Be the change that you want to see, not just in your community, but in your family. And walk out, you know, step out of the boat and get started. Again, thank you so much for joining us. We are, I think, just about out of time. And so we want to remind you to go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to the website. You can see what we've got coming up. And we love, love, love when you send us your emails, because that really puts us in touch with what you guys are wanting to see. So we are out of time. But again, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Guess what? We'll see you right back here on Wednesday. Have a great and a safe Tuesday.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening. You've been On Point.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody, 88.1.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Come worship with us. Enter the denomination of faith, Church of the Living God, 1279 Pickens Road.